Seeing the mob getting uglier, Pilate knew he would have to fall back to other planned contingencies in his effort to help Jesus survive. Knowing he could no longer free Jesus and keep him from being crucified, he only now hoped he could keep him alive. As a final gesture of frustration and self-protection, Pilate ordered a bowl of water and washed his hands in front of the crowd, saying, "I am innocent of the blood of this just man. See to it yourselves." Matthew 27:24. Matthew's is the only gospel to mention Pilate washing his hands of the matter, and Luke's is the only gospel that doesn't mention the scourging of Christ. The gospels of Matthew, Mark, and John all have Pilate scourging Christ before he delivers him to the Sanhedrin for crucifixion. Luke says nothing about Jesus being scourged at all, and just has him delivered by Pilate to the crowd to be crucified. Is this just an omission on Luke's part? Francine says that Pilate had Jesus scourged for the sake of appearances, and also because he hoped that the scourging would pacify the crowd and allow him to set Jesus free. Pilate had given orders not to scourge Jesus heavily, as Jesus had already taken some abuse from the Sanhedrin in his trial earlier, and he wanted Jesus as strong as possible to survive his ordeal of crucifixion if necessary. Pilate was also very adamant to his soldiers that this man was not to die. The Sanhedrin-controlled crowd took Jesus and made him carry his own cross, but there were people who at intervals would help him when he fell. Even Joseph of Arimathea helped him at the last. This is not ever to lead you to believe that Christ's suffering was not excruciating. When they flogged him, they even dumped water with heavy concentrations of salt over his wounds, which was very painful, and yet it helped staunch the bleeding. Jesus was weak from having no food and very little water. If he had not been in good condition, he would have died from the trauma of the beatings and having no sustenance. Francine says this is where his training in India helped him. He was able to put himself in an altered state of consciousness, much like meditation or self-hypnosis, which helped to sustain him through his whole ordeal. When they finally got him to Golgotha, the place of the skull, the Roman soldiers did nail Christ's wrists and feet to the cross, but they were very adept at missing the main arteries so that he wouldn't bleed out heavily. Pilate had given orders that this man was not to die, so unlike the two thieves crucified with him, to fulfill prophecy once again, Jesus had ropes tied under his armpits to give him more support. They also gave him a footrest, which the others did not have, and did not break his legs. According to the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, Christ was on the cross for about 3 hours, and it was also part of Pilate's plan to only have him on the cross for a short period of time. Before we go any further, let's review some facts about crucifixion. Most scholars agree that crucifixions are an agonizing and slow death. Most of the deaths from crucifixion are due to suffocation from too much pressure on the diaphragm. Most people who were crucified took several days to die, and eventually either suffocated by not being able to lift themselves up to breathe because of exhaustion, or died due to trauma and a lack of water and being exposed to the elements of sun and wind. It was the favorite form of execution for the Romans at that time, and they were very good at it. If they wanted a person to die a quick death, they would break their legs so they couldn't push with their legs to breathe. Victims who had their legs broken usually lasted only from 6 to 12 hours, as opposed to those who lasted several days without their legs being broken. Victims of crucifixion were usually hung on the cross with ropes after being scourged, flogged, or beaten. A few were nailed to the cross by their wrists and usually had the heels of their feet also nailed to the cross.